Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
These days, I just kind of record and film as I go. Because, you know, with twins and then trying to keep up that fitness life, you just have to do what you got to do. So I hope you guys are flexible, okay? Which is superpower number 4 in Tears for Transformation. But today is about learning again. I'm literally walking on the tennis court right now, and I'm thinking about everything that I need to do to better myself from yesterday. And if you go and you already know, still walk on the court or still walk into your job acting like you need to learn again, because it's going to keep you focused. It's going to keep you in the zone, and it's going to keep you wanting more, which is the first step to fitness. Achieving results is great, but if you walk back into that office or walk back into that workout or walk onto the court like I'm doing now, and you want to learn more and you want to learn again, then you have succeeded. What's up, y'all? Just living my best life.
What happened?
Scott was taking a nap.
You left him. You gotta get out the hit.
No, Scott was taking a nap. But full disclosure, for some reason, tennis is the only thing that I'm late to often.
Yeah.
And you told me yesterday, oh, yeah, you're probably gonna be late. Or you actually congratulated me for being early. And so today,
is that what you're saying?
Today, I'm on time.
Ooh, that is good.
And when I was younger, I prided myself on always being on time. And I'm really always on time for some reason except for tennis. I think it's because I know you're not going to get mad at me as my coach.
Yeah.
However, I'm literally saying to myself, I'm going back in time and saying, when did I learn how important it was to be on time? And so I don't know if it was my grandfather or my mentor in college that said, wear a watch because it will keep you on time. But now that we have these stupid phones.
Yeah.
I think it should be better.
I think we were talking about Bee always being late, and then she said, like, you almost made her late. Like, you were the reason. I was like, yeah, that's true. Shauna isn't ever on time with tennis either.
I almost made her late because the conversation was so good. I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, the thing that's, you know, your strength is your weakness.
You also can't beat that, though. Like, that's a huge part of life right there. I think if she wasn't live, whatever she was doing that day, live, whatever it is, like, she would have kept
talking to me.
Of course.
Because our passion and emotion, I think Bethany and I share that passion and emotion, and it can make you late. But I mean, it can be amazing, but if it makes you late.
But
like, I always say, like, something that
you're... for light, like, you can't get... Like, that's the stuff you need anyway, though.
Right.
So who cares? Like, whatever, take the 45, like, be late as you want.
I know, but did you know, like, the thing that you're great at is also, like, the thing that... Like, something you're great at can also be your biggest weakness,
for
too.
Sure.
So... I take direction. You might be my coach here, but I respect you, so I'll make you my coach in life. Trust and believe.
Trust and believe. Trust and believe.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Sean T, your host of Trust and Believe. You know, each and every week, I want to take you on a journey so you can live your best life. Listen, I'm gonna end every episode with a truth bomb so that you can take something away to continue to believe in who you are.
Don't stop, don't give up, just be yourself. Your best life is to live by someone else. because life is in leaves, and that will lead you to trust and believe.
Trust and believe.
Trust and believe.
Trust and believe.
Don't give up on yourself.
Trust and believe. Trust and believe.
So before we get
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Get into what it is that you need to relearn. Let's talk about why relearning needs to happen in the first place. And I want to talk first about dynamic shifts. Listen, y'all. I need you to go back. Unfortunately, I'm going to ask you to go back to the beginning of 2017. And the reason why I'm going to do that is because I want us to talk about and think about the dynamic shifts that have happened in your life over the last year so that you can actually visualize and re-experience some of the dynamic shifts that happened in your life so that you can understand and come to grips with some things that you may need to relearn. Back in 2017, the first thing I did was the Hangover Hangout in Los Angeles. Well, it wasn't Los Angeles. It was Southern LA, somewhere down there. Anyway, the point is, you know, I started out my 2017 with a Hangover Hangout. We wanted to do a big workout. There were a lot of people that showed up. It was great. Then moving into January of 2018 is when we found out we were going to have a surrogate. This amazing woman offered to be our surrogate. And after 5 years, at that time it was about 4 years of just anxiety and stress, we were blessed with having someone become our surrogate and willfully and, you know, just so gracious and gave up everything, pretty much changed the dynamic of her family so that she could carry twins for us. Now, at the time, there was no way that we knew she would get pregnant, but it was also a time where I said to Scott, I was like, I think I'm done. Like, I don't want to try this anymore because it was so hard and it was so difficult and there were no answers. And so when there's no answers with science and there's no answers with the universe or God or whatever you call it, then for me, it was just extremely tough to continue to go down the stressful road and stressful tunnel without any answers and kind of just throwing needles up against the wall. Anyway, moving forward, so when I think about our surrogate, I had to relearn how to communicate with myself, and I had to relearn how to handle new people coming into my life. Because generally what happens if I meet someone new and I know they're going to be there for the long haul, I connect to them right away. I try to find out as much about them as I need to know. And I want to use the word exhaust lightly. I exhaust my efforts in trying to get to know them so well so that the relationship has a strong foundation. And with all the past surrogates, that's what I did. And so this time I had to relearn how to communicate. And, you know, Scott, being the amazing person that he is from the outside in, said, okay, you're not talking. You're not, I'm not introducing you to her. I want minimal communication, because if it doesn't work out, then this is someone else that you have developed a relationship with, and we don't know how she would handle not continuing a relationship if she doesn't get pregnant and it doesn't go well. And because with you, some of you may not understand the hormones that's involved in a surrogate's life. It changes the hormones, and then everyone around them is affected. And obviously, the intended parents being me and Scott, we're affected because we're emotionally connected to this journey and wanting to have kids. And so I actually learned a lot in the first and second quarter of 2017 on how to start relationships, how to start to build relationships. And just to cut in today's time, I actually had to use some of those tactics that I learned with building a relationship with my new executive assistant, Sam, and, you know, getting to know each other. And I think I did a pretty good job, simply because I think it was just last week, after a month of knowing each other, we had this moment where we opened up and shared some things that normally I would have shared right away. I'd have been like, listen, I'm an open book, I'm transparent. But it actually felt really good to have a relationship take off like an airplane for me, whereas it not just a rocket and go, you know, outer space really quickly. So that's for me. Some people start off relationships and, you know, it might work that it happens really, really quickly, and that's completely fine. However, this is something that I had to relearn, that I use the tools that I had to learn how to lose last year and utilize them in a new relationship that I use this year. So that's just one thing that I want you to think about. In the beginning of 2017, what was something that you had to relearn and you have used it already in 2018 or maybe at the end of 2017, and or if it's something that is coming up in your life? And I want you to think about that. Is it your job? You know, I posted a couple of days ago on a Thursday, you know, dig as deep as you can, even if you hate your job, because once you commit to something, you have to dig as deep as you can. And a lot of people walk into their workspace and they walk into the workspace the same way every single day because they know they already hate it. Well, my thing is, if you already know you hate it and you haven't done anything about it, or you have started to do something about it and you're making a change, but the change hasn't come yet, that doesn't mean you need to keep going in the same way. You have to relearn the experience every single day so that you can actually get something out of it. Because if you're constantly going into something negatively, or if you're going into something with the same way of thinking, then guess what? You're not going to relearn anything. And, you know, people say you learn something new every single day. And do you? You know, do you consciously learn something new every day, or do you leave it up to social media? Do you leave it up to the random person at the grocery store, which may not be a bad thing? But my point is, do you actively search out a new way of learning about yourself every single day? And that might seem like a lot, but if you really start off the day trying to figure something else out about you, or relearning an experience that may not have worked for you the last time, then you're definitely going to start to see progress in your life. This is maybe a really bad example, but I'm not sure if any of you, sorry if I have my, if you hear my me clear my throat a lot, but I had the flu almost a month ago, and I still had the remnants of that cough, which is really weird and crazy. So a few months back, I saw a movie called Happy Death Day. And what was really interesting about that movie, and what I really liked, is that once the lead actor started to realize that she's, you know, reliving this day over and over again, without giving you away the movie if you haven't seen it, I really like that she took the step to learn what's happening and learn how to monitor and adjust her actions within the repeated days so that she could figure out whatever it is that she was going to figure out. And so that's why I say to you, have you literally gone into your life, into your mind, and do you wake up every day trying to learn something new? Again, just to bring myself, you know, into the conversation so that you have something else. I mean, think about it. Every parent out there who might be listening to this will understand that there is a major dynamic shift when you have one kid, and those who've had twins can probably understand exactly what I'm going through, even though it's not much different. It's just double the craziness. But, you know, I have to, one of the things that I have to relearn is time management for myself and still being able to put myself first without draining myself just for the kids. And some people might say, well, kids come first. And I'm like, actually, no, they don't. Actually, you have to be 100% or as close to 100%, you know, energetic and confident and happy and fulfilled. Because if you constantly drain and drain and drain and drain giving, then guess what? Then it's going to backfire in your face, which for me, full disclosure, it has a couple of times. You know, you wake up, you feed the babies, and then you end up having to hold the babies and burp the babies, and then the next one wakes up, and then you find yourself, for me anyway, being sedentary in a life that is not sedentary for me, and then having to call people to ask for help, which didn't necessarily exist in my world outside of my workspace before to help. And so, you know, you relearn the communication you have with yourself, and then you have to relearn what it means to motivate yourself to go out and move and give yourself time. And so I say that to say to you, are you giving yourself the time that you need to actually relearn? Because it's one thing to wake up and think about the fact that I have to relearn, but it's another thing to actually give yourself the time in this space. And, you know, basically you have to give yourself the respect to actually go out and do what it is that you need to do for you and give yourself your own personal space. So my challenge to you, I mean, at this moment is everyone says, oh, give yourself time. And we all know it's extremely hard to give yourself time. But what is time if it's not, you know, one of the things I say is, it's not about how high you jump, it's what you do with the airtime. And so for this, I'm going to say, you can give yourself time, but what are you doing with that time? And if your time is filled still giving thought and energy to things outside of you, then that's really not quality time for yourself. And in order to relearn, your quality time has to be focused, which means 100% focused on who you are, what you want to learn, the process that you need to learn, so that if you do come back the next day, you have progress in your life. But the more energy you give to other people, the more that that dynamic shift is actually going to take control of you instead of you taking control of it. And with that said, I just want you to get a piece of paper when you finish listening to this episode and write down the things that you, things, it could be good or bad or challenging or successful, that you went through in 2017, and what did you learn about yourself and about the process of that particular situation? And when something arises in 2018, write it down. And then that takes me all the way back to my book, Tears for Transformation, where I talk about the 7 superpowers, or just talk about in general that everyone has a secret backpack. And if you actually utilize the tools from the struggles or strengths or any situation that you've had in the past, you will be able to use these tools to help you relearn. It's like literally pulling out a different pencil and being able to write down your thoughts and the process. And maybe that tool is a pencil for you to just be able to write it down, to be able to see it so that you can learn it. Maybe a dynamic shift in learning tool for you is to not start out with social media every day. You know, maybe it's to grab coffee and sit alone and not, or grab a paper, whatever it is. If you start out new and you start out refreshed and you give yourself quality time, then you are 100% on the path to being able to relearn about who you are so that any situation that comes up, you can utilize the tools from your past. And when we come back, we will have today's truth bomb. Trust and believe. We'll be right back.
You can take it, you can make it. Dig deeper, come on, y'all. Trust and believe with Shanti.
And today's truth bomb is very simple. Teach yourself and learn from yourself. And that just reiterates what we were talking about before the break, which is if you stay present with who you are, then everything that you need to know will come from the experiences that helps you grow. But experiences can only help you grow if you stay present in the know. Know who you are. Believe who you are. Trust who you are. And no matter how high the mountain you have to climb, the thing that's happening is with every single step, with every single burn that you feel in that quad as you're walking or running or hiking up that mountain, with every single burn that you feel, you are utilizing fuel to put back into your body so that when you have to climb that mountain again, you have built strength for yourself. And when you build strength, you build confidence. And when you build confidence, that's when you know you have a clear mind to continue to learn, continue to teach, and most importantly, continue to grow. So when you get to the top of that mountain, I want you to survey the scene. I want you to do a 360-degree look at what you did on your way up so that when you come back up, you can make tweaks and changes, or maybe it's going to be a different route. But even if it's a different route and you pay attention to those small steps, you'll be able to get up that next route in such a way that even if it's challenging, you'll be able to pull from that secret backpack and utilize the learning tools that you've gained so that you can be successful in everything it is that you do. And you have to remember that success isn't based on a number. Success is based on a tangible feeling that you have done something in every step of the way. If you feel confident about what you did with that last step, success is happening. The big picture means nothing if you can't teach it to yourself. Always trust and believe in who you are, because I trust and believe in you. I could not do this podcast on my own, so I would love to thank Todd Midget at NC Fit Club for producing such an amazing podcast and being able to really put the message out there for you guys. Another huge shout out to Michael McBride and his team of Kanisha Holiday and Gabriel Mudd for the new Trust and Believe theme song. You guys really did an amazing job and really put forth the effort of helping people trust and believe. And last but not least, I would love to give a huge shout out to Coffee Anderson, because your truth bombs would not be as impactful if he didn't give you that theme song as the intro. Last but not least, me. I thank you. I am your biggest fan, and I hope you come back every week ready to trust and believe with an open mind so that we together can live our best lives and believe in who we are. You can find Michael McBride at The Real McBride on Instagram, and you can find Todd Midget at NC Fit Club if you want some music or video editing. Continue to trust and believe in who you are.